Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
What time is it? Showtime. The brothers discuss sports and provide betting tips. The best kept secret in sports investing. Please welcome Bolt Brady and his bro.
Well, hello there. Welcome in. This is Bolt Brady and his bro, the best place to get your sports gambling info. Let's welcome in our guy for week four chat here. What's up?
Good morning, and I'll start you off with a little history today.
Go ahead and kick it down.
24 years ago today, Mark McGwire for the St. Louis Cardinals hit home run 70.
Nice.
But that's not the end of the story. So the dude, I read the dude that caught the ball, apparently, I don't know what his profession was, but he was making $30,000 at the time. And they say, you know, the Cardinals are like, hey, we want that ball. Mark wants it.
Yeah.
And the guy just said, you know, and so they're like, we'll give you a bat signed and like a jersey or whatever. And the guy's like, okay, well, I'd like to meet Mark also. And for some reason, he was never able to meet Mark. Like, Mark wasn't doing it. I don't know what the deal was.
That's weak.
Right. So that transaction never happened, and the guy ended up selling the ball 3 months later for $3 million.
Nice play.
So that guy goes, screw it. I don't need to meet Mark. I'll make some chippers here.
Yeah. So that was before Barry in 01 broke the record. But your boy Aaron Judge is kind of on standstill right now.
Yeah, I guess I was reading a lot of people, like especially down south where the SEC conference is in college, were getting pissed off because they were breaking away to Judge's at-bats to see if he'd hit the home run. And they're like, let me see Roll Tide here instead, bud.
Yeah, if I want to watch the baseball, I'll find it somewhere else.
Yeah, we're trying to watch Big Auburn down here. You know, we don't care about Judge.
Yeah, all I need out of baseball is the highlight. And I'm sure people are like, quit chitting baseball here, guys.
Yeah, it's football season.
Yeah, so how'd week three go for you?
Well, it was a little bit of a bummer in the Circa, you know, the Las Vegas contest. I don't like to jinx things. I came out of the gate with the 5-0, and you know, there's a 4% chance that you'll go 5-0, so it's pretty rare. And then the second week, I went 3-2, which is always good. You're never mad with 3-2. That's the 60%. So the third week comes, I'm like, okay, and they give the quarterly prize at the fourth. After the fourth week, they'll give some chips out. And so I'm like, okay, this third week gets us in position. And I went 1-4 in that, just meow, meow.
Let the air out.
Yeah, so that was garb. But, you know, still overall hitting 60% in that thing, which is good. I mean, if you hit 60% in it, you'll get paid some chips.
Yeah, I saw through the first three games of the or 3 weeks, sorry, there's been 18 games decided by 3 points or less, which is a record in the NFL for the first 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So you're coming down to a ton of just coin flip games here.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, so I'm going to break away from the TV a little bit this weekend because it's been three straight weeks of me just on a small roller coaster. With every play.
The family's like, hey, how's it going over there?
Right. And she does. She'll be like, how's it going? And I told her, I'm like, it's a small roller coaster over here. Because 1 minute you're flying high, you know, like Tommy's driving down the field against the Packers. And then, you know, his receiver will be running wide open down the middle of the field. And then they'll strip it from the receiver. And it's just like, dude, how you can't handicap like those just weak moves by people.
Oh, yeah. Just fumbles at the goal line. You name it. It's unbelievable.
And, you know, in the NFL, it's brutal because the lines are so small that, you know, every game has probably three, maybe four max plays that, you know, if you're not on the right end of those, you're toast. And so, you know, again, that's why it's hard to handicap to, you know, that's why they say 55% and above is good. But for the listeners in the NFL, we went 2-2-1. But you know, we gave the Texans out at 3.
Man, how the Bears have 2 wins is baffling to me.
No kidding.
He is dog water.
Yeah,
I mean, the kids like to say now.
He is bueno. And
he's about 8 for 17 for a 106.
Right.
And if his running back Herbert doesn't rush for like 157,
he's in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but what sucked is, you know, when we took that line early in the week, it was +3, but for the Circa, it was +2.5.
Yeah.
So that was an L.
I saw that. Or a push. Oh, wait.
Yeah. Well, a push for the listeners.
Yeah. -2.5.
Yeah. But in the Circa. So, you know, the handicapping went kind of like I thought, except, you know, the one that was on the opposite end. Because usually I won't get mad. Like, you know, even like Tom versus the Packers, for example, you know, people are like, oh, Tom's down all his receivers, which he is, and that doesn't help. But I know Tom is such a badass that we just need guys to catch the ball. But, you know, when Perryman and Gage both fumble after they've caught it, you're like, dude, get out of town. But then you got then I get mad at ones like the Commanders. And that was a close ball game.
Yeah, dude, show up for us there.
Wow. I mean, Wentz didn't even have the chance to try to show him what he was made of. They had 5 sacks like 2 minutes into the second quarter, and they ended up with 9 sacks. I mean, you can't do squat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I've said, it doesn't matter who you are. If you don't get time in the NFL, you're going down, and vice versa. If they give you time, it doesn't matter who you are. Even Fields will be completing them.
Yep. Those games like Tampa and the Raiders where you need them to put the drive together, one, to get the touchdown, and then you need the 2-point conversion on top of it. It's the deck is so stacked against you to get both.
Right.
And in both those cases, I was on the Raiders one. I was like, come on, OT here, and we can still cover. And then that guy, Matt Collins, was balling for the Raiders, that receiver.
Right.
He had a sweet sideline catch. He caught the touchdown to go down by 2. And then Carr just didn't convert the 2-point conversion.
Yeah. You know, again, just one of those plays. It's just so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot that went on this week, though. Like, you know, I think we were talking about the Ravens and Lamar. I mean, in that game, Mac Jones hadn't had a pick all season. You know, I mean, it's only been 2 games, but still. And then not only does he throw 3 picks, he does 2 of them in the red zone. I mean, wah, wah.
Yeah, you were kind of on board there with me earlier in the week. I loved Lamar on that bounce back.
Well.
And then you thought on the road it was going to be a little tougher.
Right. Well, Lamar is balling. I mean, now remember, I always had the big Lamar's back. Now maybe you're with me on him.
Yeah, no, I told you he's going to have a great year. And there's something about these contract years, too, where they really crank it up for him.
Well, yeah. So how about he leads the NFL in touchdowns and passer rating? And remember, this was supposed to be from a guy that doesn't know how to pass. And he's 4th in the NFL in rushing. Lamar, we like to say, good try, buddy.
Yeah, well, he's got like 9 yards per carry when he's running the ball.
Dude, is that guy very electric?
And he's still, it's not like he's got like a dominant wide receiver. He goes to Andrews a ton. He gets it done.
A dominant receiver. No, his receivers are garbage right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, he goes back and he tries to, he'll look at Andrews. You're not open. Okay, I'll look. No one's open. See you later. I'm out of here. And he'll just take off running. And that leads us into a big game this week.
Mm-hmm.
The Buffalo Bills come into town.
Yep.
After being in Miami, where statistically they crapped on the Dolphins. It was like 489 total yards to 220. That usually means it's going to be a boat race in the NFL. But the Dolphins somehow pull through. That was incredible. Did you see it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was watching it.
And so now they travel and they see Lamar. And let me bring up something that I haven't heard anyone bring up yet. Well, first of all, Lamar's going to be pleased because for some reason people forget the Bills knocked them out of the playoffs last year. This is when the Ravens went up to Buffalo and it was a hard fought game. Then remember, Lamar got knocked out like early third quarter. And that's when we go, that's ball game.
Yep.
Well, guess what? We like to call this a little revenge. And Lamar, we've got your back, buddy, for a best bet. 3.5 points were taken with Lamar.
Yep. I've got that one circled here myself. I mean, getting 3.5 at home, come on.
Wow. I mean, the last time Lamar got points at home, if my memory serves me correctly, I think it was when KC went in there. And KC was favored. And I remember we took the Ravens too. And Lamar goes, no, 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 no. Actually, I think they got smoked one time at home by KC. And then the next year, Lamar got the W. Well, I mean, first of all, hard fought game for the Bills. They ran, they played 90 plays on offense, which is just a joke. And now they have to come. And did you see how they put them in the sunny side of the stadium?
Yeah, you can. Some of those guys, they're kind of sucking air, like down in Tampa and Miami. Like it kind of throws them off.
Oh, big time. It's like 100 degrees on the field, and they strategically place the opposition on the sunny side.
And no fans.
Right. So now they travel to see Lamar in a revenge game, and you're giving Lamar points, the 3.5. You don't think Lamar's going to try to get the W here? Chalk me up for Lamar in the 3.5-er.
Yeah, good game. I mean, that'll be another good one to watch. Buffalo's starting to get dinged up on D a touch with Hyde and some of those guys missing some action. So, I mean, they're obviously solid. I just going to be, I think, them at home, though. I'm with you. The 3.5, I'll take.
Well, and here's the stat for you. When they're not the favorite the last 4 years, because obviously, you know, a lot of the times the Ravens are the favorite, 14-4. 14 wins, 4 losses when they're not the favorite. That's the case here, Lamar. Let's get busy this weekend, buddy.
We're backing you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What else are we looking at here that you like so far?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, there's a stat that I saw. We always said how the Steelers are just garbage without TJ Watt, and they're actually 0-6 with him now. When he's out, it's just crazy to see that a defensive player makes that much of a difference. But we've always said he does. And the Steelers are bueno without him. When you got no TJ and you got Mitch at the QB, that's kind of problems.
You're taking the Jets here?
Nope. The Jets are too bueno, too. That's a stay away. I mean, I heard people talking about it. I'm like, I don't know how you could go one way or the other on one of those games. Like, you know, if someone's like, I'll take the Jets, I'd be like, okay, I feel you. If someone's like, I'll take the Steelers, I'll be like, okay, I feel you. It's just a garbage game. It's the shittiest game of the week, maybe.
Yeah. Well, maybe if that's the only thing on the board for the night, you're like, let me pick something here. But we've got some other options, so let's use some other options.
We sure do. What are you looking at over there, big guy?
I had Baltimore with you. I had that circled.
Okay.
And then I think I'm going to go opposite everyone. Everyone's loving Philly right now, and I kind of like how Jacksonville's looking. I will take the 6.5 with the Jags.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. I mean, that's just almost getting in front of a freight trainer there.
Yeah, but I mean, you always like those guys that coming back. You got Peterson, who kind of was, you know, ousted there after winning the Super Bowl in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Great offensive coach. They added some weapons there for Big T Lawrence, and their defense is playing sweet. So, I mean, you know, Philly could win the ball game, but I'll take 6.5. These guys have been, something's going on with the Chargers. The Chargers are dinged up. I don't know if Herbert should even be in the game, but they went on the road and handled them real easy.
Okay. All right. No, I'm not. Yeah, I'm trying to think. I would lean with Philly there. But, I mean, I'm not totally against you. Talking about the Chargers, you brought up something that I thought I might add, and hopefully the listeners find this beneficial. So I know everyone's talking about Herbert, right, and his, like, torn rib cartilage, right? It's not broken ribs. It's like this rib cartilage. So anyway, you've heard me talk before, Dr. Chow, and he's like a guy that It's interesting. He like keeps up with betting and football, and
he tweets out stuff about injuries or something.
Yeah, because he used to be the personal physician for the San Diego Chargers for like 12 years back in the Junior Seau days and Philip Rivers days and stuff. So anyway, he said, I got approval from Philip to talk about this. And he said Philip had the same injury all the time. All the time he'd have that injury and he'd just shoot him up. And Philip would go out and play.
Really?
Yep. So I think that's some important information to know, because before I heard that, I was like, wow, he's got to be banged up. And then once I heard that, I'm like, well, dude, because they were like wondering if Herbert was going to play or not. And the line actually before the Jaguars, the line was 7, right? Plus mm-hmm. 7 for the Jags. It got down to 3.5 when news got out that Daniels was taking first string reps. So it went way down. And even then, you know, people weren't really factoring in this. And so the whole time I was like, well, I bet he plays if Philip plays. So take that for what it's worth. But Philip Rivers did it all the time with that injury. You just take a little shot.
A little something to get you juiced back up.
Mm-hmm, so you don't feel it.
I think it's just the facial expressions and stuff of some of these guys. Like Herbert just looks like he's in pain constantly. Or like Mac Jones with that ankle. I'm like, what, did he break something?
Right. Well,
and like it's a high sprain.
Right. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, Max out for a little bit.
But just if that picture and the way he looked going through the tunnel after that game,
yeah,
it looked a little worse than, like, I don't know, spraining your ankle playing hoops or something. What happened there, Mac?
Well,
sucker up a touch.
Well, that's why these guys are the gladiators, though. The football is for the big boys.
No, I'm saying Mac kind of looked like a pussy.
Well, he's not. I mean, I've always said that. You remember how I always say, especially quarterback in the NFL, but you can go down to your local high school and the kid that's playing quarterback is not a puss. I mean, they get rocked
mm-hmm.
a lot of times when they're not even looking. So, and the guys in the NFL really get rocked. So he's not a wimp, I can tell you that. I got an interesting game for you here. I'd like to get your thoughts on it.
Sure.
Thursday night football.
Do do do.
The Cincinnati Bengals are coming out in the white uniforms,
which I love. Those looked hot.
Yeah, those look pretty sweet. And they play your Miami Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about it? Bengals minus 3.5-er.
Short week is always a little tricky with the injuries and the travel.
Yep.
These guys travel in luxury, though. I mean, who's kidding who? It's not that far. The one question mark was Tua's little wobbly back thing, I guess, which some people thought maybe was a head injury, which they swear it's not. So all things considered, if Tua and everything's playing, I mean, Miami's getting 3.5 here, right?
Yep.
I'll take the Dolphins.
Wow, okay. Well, we're going against you there, big guy. And here's why. So just like we were talking about with the Bills, and we actually got our first Bashers Award for this NFL season. Miami was slightly juiced after that game against the Bills. And Tyreek and the crew are probably partying a little bit this week because of that big W. And then all of a sudden, they got to turn around and cruise up to the Bengals. This is what we call a situational spot here, where Miami is just not in a good situation. The Bengals are going to mow down Miami this week. I'll take the Bengals. Best bet, 3.5-er.
I don't know about mow down.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm just watching. Because the defense for the Dolphins was on the field for 90 plays. Well, what does that mean? Usually, an offensive team in the NFL runs anywhere from like 60 to 65 plays. So they were out 90. So let me do a quick math for you there. That's 50% more plays out on the field that they're normally not doing. That's a lot. Plus, it's a short week. Here we go, Bangs. And they're coming out. Chase is like, check out my new fits to his homies in the crowd.
Yep.
He'll be juiced.
Looking legit here in the all whites.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Burrow, you know, we give him a few weeks. He was going to get a little warmed up after no preseason. He was the most sacked quarterback in the league last year. I think he still is this year, the pace they're off to.
Well, You're right. It was first two games of the season. He was sacked 13 times, which is like hasn't been done in 10 years. So that's not something to be.
That's not a good formula.
No, it's not. But, you know, we were saying, and that's why we were going against him early in the year, is it takes time for the offensive line to gel. What they also were doing is they were running the ball too much. And that's what they were doing in the beginning of last year. And then finally game week 14, they started throwing the rock. And that's when Burrow and Chase went off. So they went back to that formula this week where he threw the ball 80% of the time in the first half. And they just started to blow the Jets out. So I think we'll see them throw the ball some more here. And I like them.
Yeah, I mean, you're supposed to kind of pound the Jets. The Jets have hung with a couple people this year so far and looked decent, but they're going to run out of steam here. You kind of run out of confidence on the defensive side, and your offense isn't doing much.
Well, and here's another stat for you. How about the Dolphins? They had a whopping 19 minutes of possession, which is loads. Okay, an NFL game is 60 minutes, and the Dolphins only had it for 19 because the Bills were dominating the game so bad offensively. Like, statistically, like I said, if you look at that game, it should have been a blowout. But anyway, 19 minutes is the lowest time of possession in the last 8 years for a team to get a win. So it was super rare. And now you got the short week. I mean, holy cow, folks. If we see a best better, this is it.
All right. I don't agree with that one.
All right. All right.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, before we get into some more games here, Patty, one of our listeners, emailed me some questions. She wanted you to kind of go over for her real quick. She said, in-game betting, yay or nay?
That's a yay.
Yeah, you love that.
Yep, I definitely do it, especially when there's a team that I like. Like, let's say, for example, Kansas City, when they were down to the Chargers recently when they played them at home. I knew Patty wasn't going to lose that game. Not Patty, our friend in Minnesota. Patrick Mahomes.
Patty Mahomes.
And so, yes, Patty, definitely end game.
Bounce back games. Is there a trend or not?
Yes, I think that in the NFL, when you have 17 games, there's times where you know, it's tough to get up for every single game. And sometimes, especially when they get embarrassed on national television, there's definitely a bounce back game after that.
And then the Jags and the Jets, are they legit? I think the Jets have already faltered, so.
Right. The Jags, yeah, they are. I mean, it shows you when you get a little bit more time underneath your belt and you get a new coach. I mean, he was a Super Bowl winning coach.
And a couple more pieces that just help.
Mm-hmm.
And then an interesting trend, 11 of the 16 games hit the under. When do sports books get a little more accurate on the over-under numbers, or do they ever get more accurate?
They absolutely get more accurate. By the end of the season, Patty, you'll see that over-unders will be right around 50%. So, yes, a lot of these games are going under right now. Some think it's because a lot of quarterbacks and wide receivers have been hurt, but regardless of what the reason is, it'll definitely be around 50-50 by the end of the season.
Probably just more data, you know, for points allowed and all that stuff. And they just kind of get right on those numbers.
Right.
All right. What do we got here? How many games you got left for us?
Well, I got two more. So just like Lamar, I can't believe people aren't talking about that. But maybe that's why people tune in to Bolt Brady and his bro,
mm-hmm.
to get some information that you don't get other places. And how about Kansas City plays Tom and the Bucks this week? And did people not forget that KC got blasted by the Bucks in the Super Bowl? You don't think Patty and them are going to be up for this game? I don't like to go against Tom very often, but when it's Patty, I'll go up against him in a revenge spot. Ho-ho! But listen, let's do this, and I'm gonna throw in the other game here, too, because it's the same thing. Kansas City and the Vikings, both money line, because their lines are right around 2, 2.5. You just pay the $140 money line, okay? Knock the points out of it. Kansas City money line, and also let's take the Vikings money line, -140 to get us the W. One quick stat on the Vikings. They're playing over in Europe, in London. And when you throw the Jags out of this equation, because the Jags have played over there more than any team in NFL history, the team that is favored wins the ball game and covers 80% of the time. The Vikings are the favorites in this ball game. I also think they're more disciplined than the Saints. I mean, you can't tell me that you don't think Jameis is going out at night.
He's starting to kind of starting to throw the picks and stuff.
Yeah, he is. And tell me when he gets over into a new country, he goes, guys, let's go check out the nightlife. And I don't think Kirk's going to be doing that. So
fish and chips and some brews.
I got the Ravens, okay, in the revenge spot. Same with Patty. So Ravens plus 3.5. Patty money line, Vikings money line, Bengals minus 3.5 in the situational spot. And then I know there's people out there that like the teasers. We're moving the Colts. I'm sorry, not the Colts. We're moving the Titans. They play the Colts up to plus 9.5. Okay, divisional game. And Arizona plays Carolina Panthers. And we were on Carolina last week. We're going against him now. Kyler is slightly the best player on the field there. We'll take him plus 8 in the teaser also.
Yeah, I have Arizona here just getting the 2.5. I'll take them just to win the game.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one, but I decided to teaser here for some people.
They're going to kind of, you know, get a win here or there till DeAndre comes back, till they kind of get her going. They, you know, their coach might be in trouble this year too, but they need to kind of hold above water here for the first 6 weeks till DeAndre's back.
Well, and, you know, let's break it down here a little bit. Who have they played so far? They played Kansas City, the Raiders, and the Rams. I mean, is that maybe the hardest way to start the season out of any team this year?
Yeah.
I mean, how many of those games do you want them to win? Like, if before the season you said, hey, here you're playing, I mean, would it be out of the question to say they're going to come out of there 1-2? And lose to the Rams and KC?
Yep.
That's why we break it down a little bit here for you guys.
That reminded me, I heard Sean Payton talking on the radio, because you know he's working with Fox Sports this year that he's off.
Yep.
And he was talking, and he's like, yeah, I just kind of moved shop to LA and kind of settled in. And he was heading up on vacation to the Northwest somewhere. And I know he's been attached to that Dallas opening perhaps next year because he has a house down there.
Yeah.
But I think if the Chargers kind of hit the skids again here and don't make the playoffs, Staley's probably peace out. Sean Payton's right there in town. He said he wants back in the league. I mean, wouldn't you rather have Herbert moving forward for 12 years?
Yes, you would.
So they didn't even mention that. I'm just like, I could see Sean Payton going to the Chargers actually next year.
Except the Cowboys defense is pretty legit.
But yeah, I'm hitching my wagon to Herbert over Dak. I mean, Cooper Rush is balling.
That's what I was going to say. It might be Coop instead of the Dak now.
Last night they were giving props to Jason Garrett for... He had Cooper initially on Dallas, like on the practice squad.
Yeah.
And then he went to the Giants as the O coordinator, and he brought him there.
Oh, okay.
And then that staff got let go, and then the Giants let him go. No one picked him up off waivers. And then the Cowboys were like, well, he did pretty good for us, so they picked him back up.
Wow. That's crazy. And then now he's just got two W's underneath his belt.
Right.
Well, I mean, talk about razor thin, you know. One going one way or the other. You take a left, you take a right.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows what can happen in life, folks.
That's true. Did you have... I had one more here, I thought.
Let's hear it.
Our boy Fields. I mean, especially when he's not at home.
Right.
I feel like he's the Cleveland Browns of like 3 years ago here. I can't believe they've won two games. So we'll bounce back here with Saquon and the Giants minus 3 at home against Chicago.
I have nothing against that. I'm in a competition where you choose 8 teams, and I imagine that might be one of my 8.
So come on, Giants.
No kidding. Saquon's back in action.
You want to get to 3-1, you got to win this game.
No kidding.
So... What, you got any other NFL ones here?
Well, I'm sure our folks up in NorCal want to think what we think about the Niners-Rams game here.
I mean, if you go off the numbers, they always say Shanahan has McVay's number.
Which he does. They've covered the last 7 games in a row.
You know, and Jimmy was getting a bad rap, but, you know, I guess give the guy some slack for not having the playbook all summer coming off the surgery.
Right.
He that was his first week like being the starter, getting the snaps.
Well, some people might not know, he wasn't even practicing with the team.
Like, yeah, they threw him like outside, like he was on his own little field,
right?
Just rehabbing.
Well, not only rehabbing, but they didn't know if he was going to be with the team or not. So he was like throwing the footballs to trainers and stuff. He wasn't even with the players.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think the guy needs a little bit of a pass. I agree with that. The only thing that I'm a little bit hesitant on is I don't know if the Niners are ever favored, though. You know, even when the Rams come into San Francisco, usually the Rams are favored. This time the Niners are minus 2.5, but that Niners defense looked, you know, badass. I would lean with the Nines here. I think they're probably going to ball. I mean, I don't think the Rams look that great right now.
No. I mean, I think Vegas is probably catching up with the Shanahan, you know, numbers here and saying, let's give them the small lean here, which, yeah, I'd go with the Niners.
You got anything else here on the NFL or before I throw out a few college picks?
Nope. Those are the ones I liked. Baltimore, Arizona, New York Giants.
So
Jacksonville.
Okay. All righty then. So last week, the college games, they went 0-2 on our end. But by the time the Texas A&M game kicked off, instead of them being minus 2.5, they were minus 1.5, and they won by 2. So I have a feeling the listeners, I know one for sure, our boy SG, because he was texting me, got the W with the Texas A&M-er. So here we go with this week's college football games. We got Ole Miss versus Kentucky. We'll take Ole Miss minus 6.5. And let's stick around in the state of Mississippi, folks, and we'll take them minus 3.5 against Texas A&M. And then the last game, we're moving to the Big 12, Baylor at home, minus 2.5 versus Oklahoma State. We're going with Baylor. So we'll take the two Mississippi squads and Big Baylor.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it. All right, go ahead and recap the NFL here real quick for everyone, too.
Ravens, plus 3.5. Vikings, money line. Bengals, minus 3.5. KC, money line. And for our teaser folks out there, Titans and Arizona, bump those bad boys up 6 points.
Let's get busy. All right. Looking forward to some fun games again here. Maybe you'll get outside and enjoy the sun instead of watching them all, though.
Yes, I will this week.
All right. Don't forget Twitter and Instagram. It's at Bolt Brady Picks. And also, please, you guys that love to listen, write some reviews on Apple Podcast for us.
Yes, please.
Those help us out. And we'll pick one each week and send you a hat. That'll do it for this week.
See ya.